since this time of year. But again, just this week we talked something about, which I think is a very natural transition, to a Kabbalah Satorah. We talked about the structure, the Rambam structure of the Sanhedrin and the Midos HaDayanim, which allow the Sanhedrin HaGedolah to be a conduit for the Shechina. B'domin Lecha, B'chachma, B'anava, B'yira, B'yichus, that we argued allowed the Sanhedrin HaGedolah to conduct the Shechina down to the Sanhedrios Ketanos, and even down to the level of the Beis Din Shel Shalosh, which for some, you know, is a lower Madrega, but for the Rambam, we think is very much an extension, you know, of that, even if it's not the same Hashra'as HaShechina that we, you know, acknowledge, because it doesn't have to be done Dine Nefashos, but in terms of those qualities that allow the Dayanim to be Shutfim B'Kadosh Baruch Hu Masa Breishis, Rol Kol Dayan Tejadandin Emes Lamito, Nasa Shutav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masa Breishis, and Ki'ilu Kiyem V'Lamad Kol HaTorah Kula, all of those formulations, right, reflect this duality. On the one hand, a Sanhedrin that's capable of bringing the Shechina into the world, and a Sanhedrin at the same time, through their actions, not only capable of receiving that Shechina, that Hashra'as HaShechina in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Makom is Gorim, but at the same time, creating, generating more of it through their accurate Piskei Halacha, Kol Dayan Shedan Din Emes La'amito. And of course, you know, these Midos are Kenyan, like all Midos are, and a person, you know, it doesn't happen overnight that you get Chachma, Nava, Yira, Sinas HaMamon, Avas Hoemes, Avas Ebrios Lahen, Balei Shem Tov, those are earned. And really, that's one of the major themes that we'll talk about today. I think it's really something I hope to get back to next week if we have time. The idea of Tmimos, the Chumrah of the Taz, when it comes to not starting, you know, Shavuos early, which is an amazing thing because it seems to contravene a Din D'Oraisa Me'erev Ad Erev of Tosefes Yom Tov, but I think it has something to do with the idea of preparation for Kabbalah Satorah really being central. So these Dayanim prepare, you know, really their whole lives. Kasvu Misham, right? Kolman, Isbe Chachma, Ushval Berech, Udas Abrios Nochahim Mehem. These are rare qualities. People have cultivated these things. So that's the Marecha that we've discussed. And what we want to talk about today is the ultimate Giloy Shechina, the Giloy Shechina that was the mass revelation, as we call it, of Mamad Har Sinai itself. And there too, as we understand very well, Hachanos were required, right? The Shloshes Yimei Hagbala, Moshe Hosef Yomechan Midato. Again, if we have time, I'd like to be able to discuss some of these issues together next week. But for today, we'll focus on a certain dimension of what I call Kabbalah Satorah. There are different ways of talking about the same thing. Maimed Har Sinai, Matan Torah, but I'm focused on the receiving end today, the Kabbalah Satorah, because, you know, the argument that we'll try to advance is that, you know, it's not a passive Kabbalah, but it's a very much an active Kabbalah. And, you know, that idea itself, on the one hand, as I indicated, is tied to preparation, but it also reflects the idea that the Kabbalah itself is an ongoing Kabbalah, that it's something that even after you receive, you know, so to speak, the Dibros, at that moment, one is always processing an ongoing sense of receiving the Torah, v'hayu ha-dvarim ha-ilah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom b'chol yom yu aleichem kechadashim. It's that motif that I'd like to discuss. Okay, so I think Eitan, we're trying to, you know, play it straight, you know, this time of year. So at Heichan,
Mikra Mishnah the Talmud, Halacha Vagado, the Ilu Hacha Mikra Levada
Okay, so the aspect of Zvulun Mendan that we see as normative is the idea of Avi Aviv, right? That itself, it can be paradigmatic, but, you know, Avi Aviv, whoever Dan's father was, we don't know what his name was, but he went well beyond the minimum requirement. It wasn't just Mikra, but it was Mishnah, it was Medrash, you know, Talmud, Halachos, Agados, a tremendous corpus of transmission. Fine. So now the Gemara wants to know, Avi Aviv mi mechayiv, Atanya. Adsof kol ador. So a very fascinating idea, right? Not just levanecha, b'livnei vanecha, right? So that's one tradition. But it indicates that you do your job, bino, and we'll malav akasov that you did, you know, something that has generational repercussions. So the answer is, hudamar ki atan, at the time you're not to mosam es b'neichem, ain't li ala b'neichem, b'nei b'neichem inayin? B'nei
b'neichem inayin, ta'on lo mar b'odatam, l'vanecha, b'nei b'necha, im kein, ma ta'on lo mar b'neichem b'neichem, b'lo b'neosechem.
Ah, so b'neichem is to the exclusion not of grandchildren, but banos, where, again, this is not the time, but there isn't the same kind of obligation. What there is very important, and not for now. Amri b'shuv ben Levi, kol malamed es ben b'no Torah. Amazing. Okay, right. That's a signature expression, right? Ki'ilu kibla mehar Sinai. There's a limited bevy of aspects, mitzvos, where we say kilu kibla mehar Sinai, a person who's kosev sefer Torah biyado, kilu kibla mehar Sinai hakel, obviously, is, a recreation of Maimid Har Sinai. It's an expression that Chazal like to appeal to in particular cases. So here, it's associated specifically with transmission, not one generation, but two generations down, right? We should all be zocha. Kol ha-melamed as ben beno Torah, Malav akasav kilu kibla mehar Sinai. Shenemer v'adat v'nech l'nei v'nech v'samech lei yom asher amat v'shem v'kecha b'chorev. So what we have here is striking. We have a position in the Gemara. It's not muskam l'chol hadeos, it's a controversy, but that there is a chiyuv midaraisa to teach not only your child but your grandchild Torah. And as far as this is concerned, right, this is considered to be a very rarefied level of performance, right, reaching to the level of, ki'ilu kibla mehar Sinai. So the Rambam paskind this daya lihalacha kishim shechayv adam. Go ahead. Yeah, there's a whole discussion here in the Kesef Mishnah. What about Ben Beno? What about Ben Vito? Not for now, but a critical discussion with the responsibility of grandparents. What about, the Chi of Lahaskir, which is the next halacha in the Rambam. But for now, the Rambam establishes that midaraisa, a person is mechuyav, and it's the kishem and kach, right? It's not qualitatively any different. The only distinction between son and grandson, the shitas harambam, this is to say nothing of the Ramban, but the only distinction between son and grandson is kedimos, the son. And the good news is that sometimes Mother Nature helps with this, right? They don't appear at the same time. Your son is usually around a few decades before your grandson, so you don't have to worry about it too much. So Beno is Kodem Leven Beno, that's a Kedimus. And Ben Beno is Kodem Leben Chavera. But qualitatively, right, Veodat Levenech Levenecha establishes that Kishem and Kach, it's an amazing idea. Those of you who know my position on this in the past, I've talked a lot about how it's very striking that Yaakov has 17 years with Yosef, and then 17 years with Ephraim. Ephraim Hayah Ragel, if the Yaakov B'Talmud, I consider that to be an instantiation of this idea in the Rambam, Kishem shechayv adam lamed es beno, kachu chayv lamed et ben beno, shenem bar vodat lebenech and lebenech. Micah, go ahead. Kibla, right. Right, presumably the grandfather, but we're going to see a parallel lashon in the Yerushalmi that may invert it. But I understand exactly what your question is. What Micah is saying is it's interesting because the Kabbalah seems more passive, right? And you would think that maybe it's talking about the grandson, even though the lashon suggests kol malabed. So you're picking up on something which is very important. Good. So if you take a look at the pasuk in its original context, it is a little surprising that the Gemara is darshaning it. The Ramban already noticed this issue. It's a little surprising that the Gemara darshins the Inyan, you know, Limud HaTorah proper, because it seems like it's talking about something more experiential. Okay, go ahead, Eitan, Rak.
Eli hakel li esam, avash miyem es divrei es divrei asher yilmedun. Here I'll see koya yamim asher heim chayim adama ves bneim yilamedun.
Right. So this is the experience, the yom asher matz lefnei Hashem elkecha bechorev. I like that idea that it's the yom itself, that there's a chalos in the yom. Beetzem hayom hazeh. Okay? And the things that, of course, you know, were experienced there, hadvarim asher ro'inecha, you know, there was a lot that was going on. Kolo suvrakim, anan kaved alahar, v'kol shofar chazak ma'od, right? And all of that choreography, all of that, you know, sturm und drang, was able to generate an ambiance of romimus, which was critical for the substantive revelation. But here again, these psukim seem to be geared towards that choreography, what Maimid Har Sinai experientially, affectively was all about. And that appears, I think it's hard to argue, confirmed by the Gemara Brachos on Chav Beis, with the attendant psak of the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. So let's take a look there. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak.
Hasan Rabbi Huda Kehilchos Der Eretz. Titania, Vodatam, Vanepha, the name of Nepha, Uxibasre, Yom Asher Matel, Nea Shamelkefa, Bakori. Malahalan Ebeema, Ubira, Uber Recess, Uvizia. Afkan Ebeema, Ubira, Virtes, Uvizia. Mikana, Ruhazabim, Havamit, Sorain, Uvain, Al Nidos. Mutar and Likros, the Torah of Nevi'im, Mubok Dubin. Lishnos,
Right, this is the famous Takana of Ezra Beistino. So what happens here in the Gemara is very, very significant. So they say, you know, Maimon Har Sinai was characterized by Ema. Right, we talked about that this week, right? Bali Koma, Bali Mara, Emasan, Mutala Salabrios. Right, so it was characterized by Ema, by Yira, Resa, Zeya, this trembling, awe, fear, fright, terror, that was characterized then. And so we're, you know, extending that idea, this is the pivot, you know, from just the idea of being at Maimon Har Sinai, right, to Limud HaTorah in general. So this is a very important pivot Gemara. But again, the Gemara starts out with the assumption that Yom Asher Amad Lefnei Hashem Elkecha Bechorev was, you know, what a person experienced at Har Sinai. That was an experience of terror and dread, you know, the Jewish people, you know, told Moshe Rabbeinu, Daver Ata Yimanu V'Nishma, V'Al Yudai Bereimanu Elokim, Pen Namus, that this could prove fatal, you know, if we're not, you know, careful about it, etc. It becomes a very difficult, you know, issue for us. Good. So the Rambam, picking up on this, giving his very famous psak, Kol Atmeyim Chayam V'Kriya Shema M'Varech Levena L'Achra V'Hin B'Tumasan, right, no difference between the Rabbanan of Birchos, Kriya Shema, the rice of Kriya Shema. So, Avo Bisha Efshel and Lalos Mitumas and Bobayom, right? It's Tumas Erev. It doesn't have to be Tumah Chamura, Tumah Shiva. You go to Nogin Basharet, so Benita, Zava, Mishkava, Vichayot, Ziben.
Bezer of Estino, Tikno, Shelo, Yikra, Bidipre Torah, Baal, Keri, Lavado, Vel, Tsiu, Mikro. klal shara yatmeim ad sheyivo. Velo pashta takana zo b'kol Yisrael velo hayakoach barob hatzibor lamod bad l'ficha batla.
This is one of the really interesting aspects of rabbinic jurisprudence, that it can't only be from the top down. There has to be some, for some takanos, there has to be some ratification from the bottom up, right? So the idea that we saw in the Gemara, very straightforward, that a bal keri, as much as that reflects a kalos rosh, and you won't be able to have the ema, the yira, the reses, and the zeya, so we're not going to allow that person to study Torah. So that takanas ezra, you know, it failed. It didn't meet that threshold level. Fine. Okay. Ukvar nagu kol Yisrael, very powerful line in the Rambam. Likros b'Torah.
Likros b'yeshma v'hein balei krayin l'fi she'ein divrei Torah m'kavlin tuma el omdin b'tarasa l'olam. Shenemar halo ho divari ke'ish ne'um Hashem. Ma ish ena m'kavlas tuma af divrei Torah ena m'kavlin tuma.
Great. Okay, so the Rambam with his, this is the last line of Hilchos Kriyashma. I don't think anybody could have done it better. So the Rambam says, "Halocho devari ka'esh nu Hashem, esh ena mekabel tuma, devari Torah ena mekabel tuma." And we're always going to err on the side of, you know, people should be learning. Good. So here again, the Gemara Brachos assumes that the critical part of this pasuk, "Raki shama l'chash shmonavshach ma'od pentishka chesadvar masheru einecha," is the experience, the reses, the zeya, the yira, the ema. And Ezra's takana was an attempt to extend that to other, you know, scenarios in which a person would be learning Torah, which is an amazing idea, but it didn't carry through. Okay, but there's a pretty shocking Gemara Menachos where the pivot that you start to see in Brachos is now, you know, that pivot is completed, and we've now moved. Seemingly entirely from the choreography, from the experience, from the emphasis being on the yom, to substance of Limud HaTorah per se. Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Mishakeach Dav Re'echad Mitalmudo.
Over Balav, Shenemar Yishamei L'Kala, Shomor Nashecha, Me'od, Pen Tishkach Es Hadvarim.
Oh, so Pen Tishkach Es Hadvarim, again, Kipshuto, was all about the yom. Yom Asher Mat L'Tesh Amokecha B'Chorev. Now Reish Lakish wants to expand this. We'll see that Reish Lakish was following on a long-standing tradition, but he wants to expand this beyond, right, what was originally the case, the choreography of Maimed Har Sinai, specifically to the substance of Limud HaTorah itself. Uchd Rav Avin Amar Bila, Dam Rav Avin Amar Bila, Kol Makom Shenemar, Hishamer Pen Va'al, Eina Ela Lo Sase. Okay? Ravina wants to take it even further. Ravina Amar Hishamer Upen Shnei Lavin Inhu, right? If you forget one thing of Torah, right, it's not just a lav, it's two lavin. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar. Wow, three lavin. Shenemar Hishamer Lecha Shmor Navshcha Meod Pen three Lashonos Tishka Chazadvarim Yachol Afilu Machmas Unso. Right, everybody has limitations. You can't remember everything. Sometimes people age and it becomes harder to remember a little bit. So is that what we're talking about? Tambadomar Fanyasur Mavavcha Bimasira Milibo Akasav Medaber. Right? So Rabbi Dustai Rabbi Yana Yamar Yachal Filutakval of Mishnaso, that, like, you know, you went to a shir, there was 3,000 pieces of information, you only held on to 2,999. We would say you did a pretty good job. Right? Is that what we're talking about? Tambadomar Rak. So there's a miut. Fine. So the Gemara makes it sound like, you know, it's one lav, two lav, and three lavin. And again, all about Limud HaTorah proper, nothing about the experience. So interestingly, this tradition of Reish Lakish, which, you know, broadly endorsed here by the Amboraim, Ravino gets in on the action, Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak is in on the action. We see Tainayim quoted, Rav Yanai. Rabbi Dud Snaib Rabbi Yanai. So that takes us back to the actual Mishnah Navos, right? Like purely Tanaic material, where the stakes are, you know, raised. So Rabbi Dud Snaib Rabbi Yanai Mishum Bebeir Omer. So forget about Lav or Shnei Lavin or Shlosha Lavin. We're talking about, again, a Ki'ilu, so we're not literally going to kill the person, but it's a capital offense. Shenemar. Now, this idea of, you know, Yeshev Yisir Milibo is a very fascinating one. It sounds like, you know, that which will get you the Ki'ilu Mischayev Benafsho is a very adversarial kind of relationship with Divrei Torah, where you're literally trying to extirpate them, to expunge them from your soul. Ufen Yasurim of Avcham. The analogy that I like to give here is actually from a different tchum. The Rambam, when he writes about the idea of the Isser of Shechachas HaMalek, so the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos talks about the Hashlechei Vaso V'sin Aso Milibenu, that Zachor and Lo Tishkach are really very different. Zachor is Shona B'Ficha, and Lo Tishkach is Balev. So the Rambam says, what does that mean, Balev? Balev, what it means is to, you know, completely disregard. To say, I have no interest in this story. This is an old, you know, it's thousands of years ago. Get over it. You know, happened a long time ago. So they attacked us, right? That attitude, the Rambam says, and it's a deraisa when it comes to Amalek. Similarly, ufen yasur mavavcha kol yemei chayecha enu chayav ad sheyeshe v'yisiri milibo. That's the idea, right? A very powerful idea of extirpation, of expunging a certain, you know, orientation, you know, from one's heart with respect to Limudat Torah, that I want to dissociate myself from this information. It's, again, a third area that I would say is like Moshe Chesro Lasso. I want to totally distance myself, even reverse, you know, a bris mila. That's a, it reflects a stance, an antagonistic stance towards Torah, towards Amalek, towards remembering Amalek. It's good to have an antagonistic stance towards Amalek in general, towards, you know, Kedushas Yisrael, Bris Mila. This is a motif that we find. Okay, so apparently, again, this Mishnah, which on its face, it seems a lot about the substance of Torah, Shocheach Davar Echad MiMishnaso. So in some sense, it, you know, the final comment here might take it back to our original supposition, which was, you know, the idea of your relationship with Har Sinai more generally. We're not talking about so much, do you remember X, Y, or Z? We're talking about what's your relationship with Torah. So, Acheyeshev Yisir Milibo, if a person is trying to distance themselves, true, even from specific information of Torah, specific details. So that's really what our concern is. But, again, you know, you can't escape the fact that the Mishnah does, and Reish Lakish picked up on this, you know, formulated in terms of the substance of Torah, kol shocheach davar echad mimishnaso. Okay, so we're going to come back to this. There's obviously a lot to be said here. So let's just review, before we get to the Ramban, what we've seen so far. So the pasuk, Raki Shar Melechah Shmor Nafshecha Me'od, with the attendant affirmative obligation, Odat L'Vanecha L'Vnei Vanecha, seems to establish a chiyuv of Limudat Torah to B'nei Banim. It's a substantive study of Torah. The Rambam paskins that lahalacha k'shem shechayv adam lamed es bino, kachu chayv lamed es ben bino, shenemar v'odatum v'nechel v'nevanecha. But based on the proximity of that pasuk to, you know, yom asher amat v'shem b'kachu b'chorev, the Gemara ascribes great meaning to that. It isn't just any mitzvah, but ki'ilu kibla mehar Sinai, and more on that later. In terms of this, you know, interpretation of the psukim, we find that the Gemara Brachos did understand it this way, the Gemara Daf Chaf Beis, Ema, Yira, Resa, Zeya, right, the experience of Maimon Har Sinai was a terrifying one. Again, all you have to know is to know the Chumash, to know that. That the Jewish people were just convinced that they were going to die, that this was not going to be a survivable, you know, experience for them, and they meant it very sincerely. You know, Ritzoneinu Liros es Malkeinu, they were the ones who had opted in, but it was a lot, and maybe a little bit too much from their point of view. And Ezra, interestingly, wanted to take that as a paradigm for the Limud Torah. That fails, fair enough. Halo chodvari ka'eshnu ma'ashem, deretori na mekablam tumah. And that's the result of that. But by the time you get to the Gemara Menachos, based on the Mishnah Navos, so what you see is that there is a shift in the direction of specific, you know, elements of Limud HaTorah. Shocheach Davrecha Mishnaso. Admittedly, we're not talking about Machmas Unso or Takfa Lav Mishnaso. We're talking about Acheish Yevisir Milibo, which does reflect a more antagonistic general stance, right? About like Amalek, or in the context of Moshe Chasor Lasso. Another very good example of this, I find it just in terms of reading the Chumash. V'lo Zachar Sar Mashkem Es Yosef Vayishkacheyu. He was mortified by the idea that he had to be reliant on a Na'ar Ivri Eved and wanted no part of that, right? That was a, they say today, blocking out that memory, right? That was what Sar HaMashkim was doing. Good. Which all brings us to the Ramban. So, you know, Kedarko, the Ramban, you know, has a massive breakthrough here on the Pasuk of Rak Yisham L'chashmur Nafshecha Me'od. And it's one of those Rambans where he wants to take things back, you know, to their original meaning. You know, we see this whole development within Chazal to look at this Pasuk and to relate it to the specific substance of Torah, whether it's, you know, the attempt of the Takanas Ezra, whether it's the Mishnah of Shocheach Davrecha Mimishnasa, whether it's the Chiyuv of Limud to Bnei Banim. But the Ramban says, let's not forget where we started. Right? Raki Shem L'chav Shmur Nafshcham Od, Pentishka Ches Advarim, Asher Roei Necha, sounds like Matan Torah, not like this specific thing, you know, whatever detail of Zrayim Moed Nashim, Nezikin Kachim Taros we're talking about, right? If, you know, not what are the seven Midos Hadayanim according to the Rambam, not, you know, what are the extra Midos of the Sanhedrin Kitana, what are the extra Midos of the Sanhedrin Kitana. Those are all Pratim, but the actual experience itself. So the Ramban says the following. Okay. Raki Shamar Lecha Pentishka Chasadvarim. Right, as the pasuk says, Shmor Nafshecha Me'od. Meod. Right, the Ramban can't get enough meods. Rak hishamer l'chol shmor nafshcha meod. Right, it is a meod quality here. The extreme zehirus. Okay. Me'ayin. Oh, that we shouldn't forget, Maimed Har Sinai, Mikol Advar Masher Ba'Einecha, Kolos V'Halapidim. Right, the choreography. What was actually going on?
Alex Weinberg. Ari Gavstein, Yo, your place in the background. This is office. Alex Weinberg, Ari Gavstein.
So Vadat Lanacha Linevanacha very clearly means that you have to transmit what it was you experienced. The kolos, the vrakim, the lapidim, Tanur Esh Ve'ashan, Ad Lev Hashamayim, right? The story of what happened. You're probably not going to get too much of a fight from them. You know, kids are interested in these things. Really? Fire? Smoke? Shofros, you know, tell it again. Okay, but that's what you're supposed to do. And that is, V'odat l'vanach l'idnei v'anacha. So very, very different than the Gemara in Kiddushin, or the application of Takanas Ezra, or the Gemara in Menachos. And the Ramban wasn't, you know, afraid. I think this is an Issa D'Oraisa, to forget Maimid Har Sinai. And he gives an explanation. He thinks he'll tell you why. You know, Kedarko Bakodesh, why the Torah would legislate about this. Pirei Shatam. So very good. You want to know the reason that you have an obligation to tell this story to your children and grandchildren, and you want to understand why it's usher to forget it, all you have to know is why Hashem did it in the first place. You know, Hashem could have done Matan Torah, first of all, just to Moshe Rabbeinu. It didn't have to be a mass revelation. Moreover, Hashem could have done it in the public library. You know, it could have been quiet. You know. Anochi Hashem. It could have happened that way. So what was the whole point? The whole point was to make a big scene. You know, later on, it's really interesting. Reb Rashi comments about this. Why the Luchos HaRishonos, you know, didn't last? And the answer was, very, very simply, because... the answer was very simply because of you guys are sitting in for this period, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so just grab Mikoros right next to Alex Ostrin. We're in the middle, but you know, you guys will jump right in. The Ramban says that look, you have to appreciate that Matan Torah was done specifically in public to inspire the Jewish people towards a very intensive level of Yira. And, you know, as such, the Jewish people, you know, were given the Torah in that format. Again, and you pay a price for this. Remember Rashi about the Luchos HaShnios says the reason they were, you know, lasting was that they were given Bahatsneya. And the Luchos Rishonos, they were given Befumbi. Ve'en lecha yafa min atznios. Right, in Bracha Mitzvah, the Davar Asama Mina Ayin. So Ramban says that that's exactly why, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this whole, you know, light and sound show to begin with all of the things that come along with that, because he wanted you to know and to remember what that was all about. Okay. So Pirush Hatam, Geshemasa Maimedahu Kedesh Tomedu Liyurma Usokol Yamim Vesbeneichem Talamdu Doras Olam Im Kain. Right, this is in Sefer Tvarim, you know, well before we get to the reiteration of the Aseres HaDibros. Right, so the Ramban brings a very good raya, you know, Kedarko Bakodesh. Ramban says, look, yeah, of course, this is true, because we haven't even gotten to Anochi Hashem, right? That comes in the next perek. We're talking about the preamble. The preamble was the Kolos Uvrakim, Lapidim, the Tanur Yeshiva Ashan, etc. So all of those things, you know, were very, very, you know, powerful, and there's an Issa Daraisa, Lashita Saramban, to, you know, forget those things, all right? Right. So the Ramban thinks, and it's interesting because the Ramban doesn't actually enumerate this in the Shech Chasa Essin, you'd expect him to, but the Ramban says he thinks that there's an attendant mitzvah saseh mina Torah, v'odat l'manech l'evanecha, which means that you have to tell your children and your grandchildren exactly what happened in Matan Torah. Kolosei shuvrakim, you know, tanorei shvashan, you know, Adlev HaShemayim, all of that is part of the Chiyuv Daraisa. There's an Issa Daraisa, and it's a Lav Yaseh. Fine. If you have mitzvah zos gedola me'od, this is, you know, of great importance. Right, the veracity of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is not in question. Right, but nonetheless, there would have been a certain vulnerability that if all we had was the Torah, Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, right, then it opens itself up to a certain vulnerability.
Aval kishitegia elenu atora mi piag bura vela aznenu veinenu haros ein sham empty.
So without any intermediary, nachish kol cholek v'chol misapik, we will repudiate and reject anybody who tries to deny the authenticity of Torah, or anybody who tries to introduce any doubt. Okay, we're going to see that the theme of doubt for the Ramban, of creeping doubt, is the essential point. That everything, it's the linchpin, everything revolves around it. Unishakaroso, and we will prove this person wrong, because we know we weren't given Torah through an intermediary. We're given it directly, mipi agvura. Lo yo'ilehu os v'lo yatzilehu mofes min hamisa biyadenu. Nothing will help this man escape. He's doomed. Okay. Ki anachnu hayodim b'shakruso v'zau shamar sham v'gam b'choy aminu l'olam. There's that lashon again. Below safek whatsoever. There's that word again, right? Safek. They won't even have a safek. Klal beidusenu. Okay, so the Ramban is saying something very profound. He's introducing a new Isser Daraisa. He thinks, as we'll see, that the Rambam omitted this. It wasn't part of the Rambam's discussion of Taryag. And he thinks that there's an Isser Daraisa when it comes to forgetting Maimed Har Sinai, the choreography. We'll get back to why the choreography matters so enormously in just a moment. And the parallel asayv, odat l'vanecha l'vanecha, contra the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Lamed, isn't about the substance of Torah, right? Like the Rambam Paskin, t'shem sh'chayv adon lamed es b'no, kach chayv lamed es ben b'no. It's not about the substance of Torah, like we saw the Gemara Brachos Daf Chav Beis, regarding the Takanas Ezra, that ultimately didn't meet the threshold, but again, it was about limud ha-Torah. It wasn't like the mission of Avos Perek Gimel, the Gemara Menachos Tzadi Tes, which again makes it very, very clear that we're talking about substance of Torah. For the Ramban, it's about the fact that it was a mass revelation, and if you want to know that it was God directly, b'li emtzai, not Moshe Rabbeinu, so all you have to do is tell about the miracles that you saw. The kolo subrakim, v'anan kaved alahar, kol shofar chazak ma'od, tanur esh v'ashan, bo'er adlev hashamayim. It was from God. And the Ramban says, it's very important, because somebody can come along, thousands of years later, claim to walk on water and say, yeah, the Old Testament isn't so relevant anymore, we've moved beyond that. It's not critical for us to understand anymore. So the Ramban is saying, as you can appreciate, the Ramban, who was subjected, did it incredibly well, but to the disputation in Barcelona, 1263, he led the Jewish community, as a minority community in an incredibly aggressive, Christian majority population, which was making exactly this argument that, revelation had been superseded, because whatever was revealed to Moshe had been superseded by a later and greater, prophet, a prophet that Lishitasam had divine, identity, what they call, the hyperstatic union between God and man, which for us is Shitav, is clearly a Bodhisara. So the Ramban said, if you would have such a mitzvah as an Issa Daraisa against, failing to remember Maimon Har Sinai. Now again, the paradox is, that's all great if you saw it, but what if you didn't see it, right? So that's where the Ramban comes in with this idea, and he says, yeah, but thank God, children believe their parents, and if you tell this to your children, it'll be as if they saw it themselves, right? Maybe a general truth, but not with this, because when you hear it from your parents, so that's like, edus begavra, it's like the individual themselves. And again, the Ramban here isn't only concerned that people will abandon ship entirely. What does he keep on focusing on? What's his concern? That even a doubt would creep into somebody's heart. And that becomes a critical motif, and I'm going to try to, over the next 20 minutes or so, make that, the central part of my presentation. And the Ramban again wrote about this, as he often does, in two different places. This is from Vo'es Chanan, on the Pasuk itself. And then he writes about it in his Hasagos, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. For those who are visiting, just to make sure everybody's on the same page, the Ramban wrote a critical review of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, both the Shorashim and the Mitzvos per se. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos was a very, very strong polemic and critique against that of the Baal Halachos Gedolos. And the Ramban wrote a critique of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, where very often he ends up agreeing with the Rambam, but the basic gist of it is, even if I happen to agree, let's say, famous example coming up to Shavuos, the Aseres Hadibros, the Ramban says, I agree with the Rambam that there's a mitzvah of belief in Hashem, but I think the Baal Halachos Gedolos had a point when he said it's not actually a mitzvah, it's a prerequisite. You can't count it as part of Tayag. So that's the way the Hasagos read in general. And the Ramban then, after going through the entire Sefer and writing, you know, very extensively, you know, about, you know, different points where he has agreements and disagreements, then he enumerates the mitzvos according to him, and he has what's called the Shechas HaEsin and the Shechas HaLavin. Interestingly, there are 17 each of them, so where he thinks that the Rambam failed to enumerate 34 mitzvos min HaTorah. Now, of course, he's bound by the number 613 also, so it means that the Ramban has to take a lot of mitzvos and say, either we don't need to count that, or the Rambam counted that as two, and I would really count that as one. So it's a whole field of study in its own right. So when you want to understand the Ramban's position on any topic, you always have to check both of these places. And if you do your homework, as always, you'll be justly rewarded, because you'll get sometimes a golden nugget. So if you read the beginning of the Shichas Halav, and this is Beis, because it's very fundamental, it's very beginning. Anybody know what Aleph is? Just out of curiosity. What could be more fundamental than forgetting my Har Sinai? Hisham l'cha b'tishka ches Hashem. He thinks that there's an issa d'arais of shechas Hashem. In other words, the Ramban didn't think that the opposite of Anochi Hashem was lo yelocha avodah zarah. He thinks the opposite of belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu is to forget about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't use the word atheism or agnosticism, but that's what he's talking about. So Beis is our pasuk. And he basically goes through exactly the same logic. And you can see here the bolded parts. Etc. Now, last four lines is the nugget here. And again, you have to read to the end. That's why, you know, never skip, because you'll miss the most critical point. The Ramban says, but I know what you're going to tell me. That this pasuk was understood by Chazal, the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Lamed, Ve'odat L'Menach Ne'Banecha, having seemingly nothing to do with Maimed Har Sinai proper, but with Limud HaTorah. Not about the Kolo Suvraki V'anan Kaved Alahar V'kol Shofar Chazak Ma'od, but about actually studying Torah. Right, so what am I going to do with that Gemara? Right? The Ramban can be cholek on the Rambam all day long, or any other Rishon, but he's not going to be able to disagree with an open Gemara unless he can show that there's some machlokas about it, right? So the Ramban now says the following. Four lines to the bottom of the ninth source. Ve'al titoeh, do not err, ta'us, bazeh, mipnei durasham pirka kama de kiddushin. Okay, this is, again, you know, as Alex, you know, has heard me say many times over the years, right, this is yearbook material, you know, you might want to consider this as your quote. Limud emuna satorah hi alimud batorah. He says, really, there's no difference. The Rambam, again, understood that qualitatively, the same chiyuv that applies to teaching Torah to your son applies to your grandson. Kishem shechayv adam lamedes beno, kachu chayv lamedes beno. Kishem and kach in the Rambam doesn't mean also, it means it's the same mechayiv. So Ramban says that's not true. I agree that the Gemara is establishing a chiyuv d'oraisa of teaching grandchildren, but there, it's less about the specific substance that's being transferred and more about a faith in the halachic system, a faith in the veracity and the ultimate truth of Torah. So the Ramban says, my theory here of believing that there's an Issa Daraisa to forget Maimon Har Sinai, and a Chi of Daraisa to transmit V'odatan L'Vanecha L'Vnei Vanecha, is really not that different that when the Gemara says Chayiv Adam L'Lamid is Ben Bino Torah, because Chayiv Adam L'Lamid is Ben Bino Torah means the grandfather's obligation is to teach the grandchild of the truth of Torah, the veracity of Torah. And for the Ramban, right, that's the whole point of this mitzvah anyway. If you know that you receive Torah Mipi Agvura, nobody can come along later, right, and be mishaker or misapik and cast any doubt. So that's what he goes on to say. Alvin is bonin v'kach raya midivrayhem. It's not a problem for us. Adraba, it's a raya. That's bold. Okay? Alvin is bonin v'kach raya midivrayhem.
Ki mitzvah olamis ve'im ko ador Doros Yidaber Belo Yishkifu Enyan HaMamad Parus Shehi Shehaya Lako Adam Lemaria Seineem Vishmiya Ozneem Vishe Yatiku Zemi Dor Lador Lolam Vizos HaMitzvah Zepira Baal HaLachos Gidos Gam Kein HaVarav Shifcha.
So as I indicated, right, the Ramban here vindicates the Baal Achos Gedolos against the Rambam. Very good. So the Ramban thinks is that he can have his cake and eat it too, which is that, yeah, the Psukim are about Maimid Har Sinai, but Chazal appropriately darshan them beyond that, right, to talk a little bit about our relationship with Limud HaTorah, because there are aspects of Limud HaTorah that relate to one's Emuna BaTorah. One of those is the din of grandparents teaching grandchildren. And another one we'll come back to in just a moment. But before that, we have to take a moment to appreciate what role the idea of Safek played in the Ramban's general perspective. The Ramban is saying here something very critical. The problem is not that a person won't believe that the Torah comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The problem is that a person might even doubt that. The quality of a person's avodas Hashem is radically different, but radically different if he believes what the Ramban calls bechavana ritzuya shlema, he's totally committed, or, you know, like a hedge fund. We'll invest a little bit in this, a little bit of that, we'll hedge our position, make sure if the market goes down, we don't suffer, you know, too much. There's a dramatic difference. Even if both people are notel the dalad minim and miniach tefillin, you can't possibly compare that status. As a matter of fact, the Ramban thinks that this is, in its own right, a mitzvah d'oraisa. Very famously, and again, next year this will be, you know, a huge part of the discussion, the Rambam, the Ramban disputed whether tefillah was a mitzvah d'oraisa b'chol yom. Fine, the Rambam thinks it is. Lo'avda b'chol avavchem. Maritainis that bezim et aleph. Ezohi and the Ramban rejects that. And the fact of the matter is, for anybody who's learned, you know, the relevant sugyas, they know very well that the weight of evidence in the Gemara is squarely on the side of the Ramban. The vast majority of texts that we have in the Gemara are indicators that tefillah on a daily level is a mitzvah derabbanan. Okay, the Ramban himself is open to the possibility that maybe under certain circumstances tefillah might rise to the level of a din d'oraisa, be'esara, the psukim baloscha, the chisavam alcham ba'artzacham, alatzara tarereschem, v'ariosem b'chatzotros, v'nizkartem, v'nei Hashem v'kechem noshatim v'yvechem. But even that the Ramban isn't totally convinced of. Parenthetically, I would note, Reb Chaim, in his famous essay about kavana b'tfila, the last two lines, nobody got this far. They stop when they finish reading Reb Chaim's part about the Ramban, but he has a little paragraph at the bottom where Reb Chaim says, oh, by the way, even for the Ramban, he thinks it might not be a chi of daraisa, but it's definitely a chi of daraisa to daven every day. Okay. That's itself an amazing idea. And that doesn't get enough. Press. That's also very interesting. But the Rambam again, his main raya was l'avda b'chol vavchem ezor v'deshalei v'vor mizor tefila. Fine. So the Ramban says that's not what that pasuk means. L'avdo b'chol v'avchem means that we should serve God with our whole hearts. Dahainu, without any. So, see it here. This is the Ramban in his Hasagos to Sefer Mitzvah Mitzvah Hey, where the Ramban paskins a mitzvah derais of tefillah. Go ahead, Eitan.
Kilomar bekavana ritzuya shlema lishmo von hirhura lo shenase hamitzvos bli kavana o al hasafik ulai yesh behem to toelas ke inyana vaat as a shem el kacha bechol vaat bechon asrav bechol medecha she hamitzva hi leho as a shem bechol liv v'liv bechol liv v'liv v'shenistakin ba'avaso b'nafshenu u'v'monimu.
Oh. So Ramban says that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa that colors every other mitzvah d'oraisa. You follow? In other words, l'avdo b'chol v'avchem means that when you do the dalad minim, do them with a full heart. When you do the mitzvah basukos teishu shivas yamim, do it with a full heart. When you do the mitzvah of yom teruah yalachem, do it with a full heart. when you do the mitzvah by Erev Tov Chumatzos, do it with a full heart. When you do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shachris Varvis, interestingly, the Rambam thinks it's one, the Rambam thinks it's two, do it with a full heart. When you do the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, do it with a full heart. When you do the mitzvah of Makkah, do it with a full heart. V'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. Ula avda b'chol v'avchem. But then the question becomes, how does one achieve that? And the answer is, Ramban l'shitaso. He already told you how you achieve that. How do you serve God with a full heart? Shelo al tzad ha-safek, Micah? Ah! That's the thing about the Ramban, Micah. It always, you only appreciate it when you see the whole picture together. When you understand what the Ramban said about the Issa Daraisa, forgetting that it all came from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, then you appreciate how a person could actually do it. Bechavana Ritzuya Shleima. This is, you know, why, you know, the Rav said you have to learn the Ramban like it's the Ktzos, and Lichtenstein, you know, why, you know, he learned the Ramban every week, and Habdil Ben Achaim Ben Achaim Rosenzweig, you know, learns the Ramban every week, and how I picked it up over the years is, and the reverse was telling me about this, you know, how important he thought it was. And he says, yeah, you'll realize later on how interconnected all of it really is. And then you start to see and you start to appreciate why that's true, why it's worth that investment of time to go, you know, beyond the minimum, you know, of Targum and Rashi and try to do the Ramban every week, because you'll start to appreciate that every idea is really integrated into the system. The Ramban was a very holistic thinker in this way. So the Ramban has now given us is the key to understand everything that we saw up until this point. It's exactly what he said. Ve'al titoya, don't think that the Gemara is a raya against me. The Gemara is a raya for me. Because my whole point is that what the Torah was legislating was an attitude. The Torah was legislating that you have to know that it's all true. And you know it's all true if you remember the miraculous, it wasn't given in a library, it wasn't given to Moshe to tell us, we all saw, it was clear. And then that colors our relationship with every prat of Torah. Ula avdo b'chol avavchem. And you know what? You could well understand why Ezra would come along and make a takana that every time we learn Torah, we want it to be under those conditions. And granted, you know, if it's lo yachol ravam lamod, so it fails, but it doesn't mean it was a bad idea. And you can well understand why the Gemara Menachos, based on the Mishnah Avos, says, yeah, if a person wants to be meser Torah milibo, that's reflective of a deep problem, probably beyond just a suffix, with their relationship with Torah. We're not talking about kol shocheach davar echad mimishnaso, takva lav mishnaso, or machmas unso. We're talking about atchieshe visir milibo. If you really believed that it was divine, it would be priceless. Yekara hi mipninim, v'chol chafatzecha lo yeshvuva. Dehainu, for the Ramban, as I said at the beginning, Kabbalah Satorah isn't a historical event alone, but it's an ongoing experience. The awareness and consciousness of Kabbalah Satorah, as the Ramban writes, Einenu v'libenu sham kol hayamim, contributes to an absolute confidence in the Torah system. And that absolute confidence manifests itself in a number of areas. Shmiras ha-mitzvos becholev, bechavana ritzuya shalema. Two, in the great estimation, that is to say, assigning great value to the substance of Torah. What could be more precious? You would never willingly discard any of it. Acheyeshe v'yisire milibo. Which brings us to what I call the last frontier. How we might even be able to extend this idea half a step further. Admittedly, going to the Ramban's Mechutin, Rabbeinu Yonah. The Ramban's son married the daughter of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah comments in this Mishnah something I find to be utterly remarkable, an extension of the Ramban's idea. So he says the following. Up until now, you know, the Mishnah seems to say, the problem with Shechachas HaTorah is Yeshev Yisir Milibo, if you don't really acknowledge its divinity and therefore you wish to dissociate yourself. Rabbeinu Yonah had a much harsher, more demanding, but ultimately more inspiring perspective.
Rabbi Dostai Bar Yanai, Rabbi Dostai Bar Yanai, Mishum Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol HaShokeach Dabar Echad Mimishtaso, Ma'ale Alav HaKasuv Ki'ilu Mischai B'nashav, Shenemar Rak Yishamei Lecha Abigone, Asher Lo Nasan B'Levavo, Lemor Ki Eshicha Mitzuya B'Vnei Adam, Ha'il Latzor Halakha Harbe Panim B'Lachshav Ba Kol Hayom, B'Kol Laila, Ad Shelo Tuchal Lisor Milibo, Vilo asa hare ze mischai benasho ki yabi lehoros al piyaz his karto v'yomar kach amar li rabbi v'yasor hamutar v'yasir ha'aser v'nimseis
takale ba'al yado v'nikra posheya b'pnei sheshigigas talmud. So Rabbeinu Yonah has an incredible chiddush. He says, Acheyeshe v'sire milibo doesn't actually mean that a person sits down and, you know, tries to, you know, extirpate the Torah from their minds. Of course, in practice, this would usually backfire, because if you really hard, try very hard to forget something, it'll probably be, you know, very memorable. But the point is, that's not, Rabbeinu Yonah says, what this Mishnah, that's not the full meaning of this Mishnah. This means that a person who doesn't aggressively do chazara, what he means by that is a person who doesn't affirmatively become va'aseh, assign enormous value, is guilty to the full extent of this Mishnah, malav akasav ki'ilo mischayev b'nafsho. Like I say, it's the outer boundary of Shitas HaRamban. The Ramban said, were a person, were a person to believe that there was absolute divinity to the Torah, a person were to believe that, person actually takes that position, so then his relationship changes with all mitzvos, ula avdo b'chol avchem. He does them not with any measure of doubt, b'chavana ritzuya shlema, ula avdo b'chol avchem. But of course, it also changes his attitude towards Limud HaTorah. Not only would it become unthinkable for that person to, you know, actively try to forget, Acheyeshe v'sir milibo, but the person would spend and invest whatever time was necessary to hold on to it. Right? When a person really values something, you do everything in your power. You don't keep your passports, you know, in the trash drawer. You keep them where they are, and every now and again you go and check and make sure that they're there. You know? And if you're like me, the grandson of Holocaust survivors, that means a few times a day, you know? You never know. So if you really value something, right, you know, the coins in your pocket, you make sure they're still there. Every time I park in New York City and the guy gives me one of those tickets, you know, put in my wallet, you know, check three times, it's still there, lose my car. So, alachas kama v'chama, kal v'chomer, ben beno, to the 42nd power, you know, alachas kama v'chama, ben beno shel kal v'chomer, to divrei Torah. If this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revealed will, and you really believed it, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, of course, you would chazer incessantly. Like, you know, mea ve'echad pa'amim. Because how could you afford to, I'm not saying everybody's mind works differently. I mean, because different people remember things differently. But, you know, it's like, since I used to say to us in Shir all the time, he'd ask us things, you know, and it would seem somewhat, you know, out of left field for us. And he would say, in all seriousness, you know, if we had forgotten, you know, he'd be incredulous and he'd look at us and say, but that was unforgettable. Like, if you value Torah as much as he did, you know, it really would be unforgettable. I know we had to try to grow into that. That was what his point was. He wasn't, you know, trying to put us down. He was trying to get us to see that if you assign, you don't forget your kids' birthdays, right? You're not supposed to forget your anniversary, right? Supposed to. So the point is it's a reflection on how much you value these things. So Rabbeinu Yonah took the Ramban's idea one step further. Point is for us, the last few minutes I have, that Kabbalah Satorah isn't an isolated historical experience. Kabbalah Satorah isn't a moment. It's an ongoing awareness and consciousness. The more one is rooted in the divinity of Kabbalah Satorah, that experience, the greater intensity one approaches each and every mitzvah with, and the more preciousness one assigns to every detail of Torah. Every year, we're given the opportunity to go through a day, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, that reflects, that gives us a chance to immerse ourselves in this Ramban, in the experience of Kabbalah Satorah, right? We stand, Kolo Suvrakim, Be'anan Kaved Alhar, Be'kol Shofar Chazak Mod, to remind us, Mipi HaGevura Shema Anum, and from there, it should define the entire year. The Aruch HaShulchan in Taf Tzadi Dalet has an incredibly beautiful Heyara. He says, you know, you can't avoid the fact that in Torah Shebichsav, Zman Matan Torah Seinu is never linked with Shavuos. I'm like, why is that? Like, well, the Torah is keeping secrets from us? Like, the Torah doesn't deny that Tesvav Nisan is, you know, Yitzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't deny, Be'esor Lachodesh HaShvi is Yom HaKippurim. So, like, you would think that Zman Matan Torah Seinu, that's not exactly like a secondary or tertiary detail in the scheme of things. It's fundamental. Like, so, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, magnificently, says, but that is the point. Because it's not about any one day. It's an ongoing awareness. Of course, it happened on Vav Sivan. I mean, that's a fact. But our perspective on Kabbalah Satorah, as we said at the beginning, the value of going through Shavuos, of Zman Matan Torah Seinu, is to take time out, do what we're doing now, and to make sure that we're totally immersed in the idea that the Torah comes from Hashem, it's immutable, it's invaluable. Every mitzvah that we do without any sfeikos, kavana ritzuya shleima. All the Torah that we learn becomes invaluable, down to the smallest prat. Kol shocheach davar echad mishnaso malav akasov keilu mischayev binafsho. And in that respect, right, the idea of keilu kibla mehar Sinai itself becomes a very, you know, powerful image, and I don't have time to get into this right now, but when you have the zechus, again, halafai, we should all be zocha, you know, to transmit Torah down, not just one generation, but two generations, that's a living experience of the eternality of Torah. The Torah isn't going anywhere. And that's something which I think is very important. I'll hold it up there, because the kolos suvrakim are getting pretty intensive, and I wouldn't want to compete with that. But I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos, and again, for all of us,